Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Hi guys, happy Memorial Day. I thought it would be incredibly appropriate to kind of pay homage to the veterans in my life as well as the veterans in yours. I also just wanted to take a moment to briefly discuss PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which a lot of veterans are facing right now, and they may not have the support that they need to handle what they're going through. So I just wanted to briefly discuss it today. Obviously, I've never been in the military. I am also not a licensed therapist. I'm just sharing information that I've found. I really wanted to be able to find an actual veteran who has overcome PTSD, but time was of the essence and it just didn't happen. So hopefully my little nuggets of information that I've found will be just as insightful as speaking to an actual veteran. So first, I'd like to get into just talking about PTSD, what exactly it is, and how to seek help for PTSD. So symptoms are usually after the traumatic event. It could be even months or years later, and it can last for many years. So some of the common signs are, one, reliving the event or re-experiencing the symptoms. So, you know, they may feel fear and horror as when the event took place, or, you know, maybe there's a trigger that happens that immediately causes a flashback. You know, maybe there's a car accident, or there's a news report, or you hear a backfire, or even just the sound of a gun could immediately spur a flashback moment that causes a lot of fear and uncomfortable energy as it reminds them of their combat. Another symptom is actually avoiding situations that are reminders of that. So if they're ever asked to share a story from when they were in conflict, they may just not be willing to do that because they don't want to relive the memories to trigger the feelings that they had felt in that moment. And this is something that I need to mention, that PTSD does not just affect veterans. If there is somebody who, like Kim Kardashian West, was robbed at gunpoint, she, for a very long time, did not want to go to Paris because that's where she was robbed at gunpoint. So just these situations of not wanting to relive or be in an environment that is similar to what they have done previously. Another symptom is just the feeling of
numbness. So that a veteran may find it hard to even express their feelings because they have completely avoided memories, or they just don't, they're worried that if they do express, they will completely lose control. So it may be hard for them to express love, or they may, you know, have a lot of conflict in their relationships or their marriages. They may, if they're single, they may just stay single because they don't know how to feel vulnerable again. They may lose interest in the activities that they previously enjoyed. And on the other flip side of this, another emotion that they could feel is hyperarousal. So they may feel jittery or always on alert. And, you know, this can cause sudden anger. It can cause difficulty concentrating. It could cause difficulty sleeping, overreacting to a surprise, or just getting caught off guard, or just being constantly afraid of their personal safety and always feeling like they have to look over their shoulder at all times. Other people with PTSD may struggle with drinking, feeling hopelessness or depression. They may have problems in their current work roles, employment. They may have physical symptoms as well. They may just feel uneasy and sick all the time. So the treatment that they see must be provided by a qualified therapist or a veteran assistant staff. And I found an amazing website for this. It is the official website, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and that is at www.ptsd.va.gov. PTSD.va.gov. So the website itself is targeted for veteran affairs, but as I said previously, traumatic events happen to all of us, whether it be being robbed at gunpoint, whether it be a car accident, whether it be rape, or any experience that is out of the normal and is incredibly traumatic can result in PTSD. And so this website has a lot of information as far as how the treatment works. They do a lot of trauma-focused psychotherapy, and they also will offer medication if necessary. I think they lead with psychotherapy first and then provide medication if that is immediately necessary. Also, another important resource is the Veterans Crisis Line. The number is 1-800-273-8255. And then you press the number 1. You can also text 838-255, and you can speak to somebody via text if you are not comfortable speaking to someone over the phone. I just wanted to provide these resources because this podcast is called Turning Pain into Power, and PTSD is something that can be overcome, but it can be very difficult to admit that it's something that you're struggling with. And I just wanted to let you know that we all struggle with something, and it is completely necessary and normal to seek therapy. Finally, I have to give a shout out to all of the men in my life who have given years of service to the military in one branch or another. Most of the men in my life have either been in the Army or the National Guard. So I just wanted to give them a little shout out right now. My very first was my grandfather. His name was Gene Shuren, and he was enlisted in the Army from February 1955 to April 1956. He was a private vehicle mechanic, and he actually never saw active duty. He was living on base and training, but he was never sent to the Korean conflict. He was given a hardship discharge. His mother had suffered a severe heart attack, and he had to return to his home in Pennsylvania to help his father on the dairy farm. Farming was very valued in those days, and still is today. I really have a lot of respect for farmers because my uncle and my cousin still have a farm. They operate the family farm, and I think it's incredibly important And I'm grateful to have them as a resource, and I'm grateful for all the hard work that they do. So anyway, my grandfather, at the time, the Korean War was ending or just about ended around the time of his service, but he was living at Fort Bragg, and my mother was actually born in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, because my grandmother had moved there with him and stayed on the base with him. So many respects to my grandpa Gene. He passed away 3 or 4 years ago. Another person is my uncle by marriage. His name is Jerry Weisler, and he is a retired Army Ranger. According to my mother, this may be a little bit off, but according to my mother, he saw action in the Gulf War. I have nothing but respect and love to him. My cousin, Bud, is in the Army National Guard. He's been home for a few years now. And his father, my Uncle Larry, was in the Army for basic training, and he was stationed in Washington State. My father did not go to the military, but he works as an electrician for Indian Town Gap in Pennsylvania, which is where the National Guard trains. So he is also supporting the troops, even though he's not in training himself. So lots of men in my life giving back and paying it forward and making ultimate sacrifices, and I have nothing but respect and love to all of them for doing that. So if you've got a veteran in your life that you think may be struggling with PTSD, gratefully, none of the men in my life, or at least they haven't communicated, they have struggled with this. But there is the resource that I shared. It is www.ptsd.va.gov. So I hope you will share that with the person in your life, and I hope you will enjoy your Memorial Day.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.